FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
I'm very excited for the Missouri primary, and we welcome in studio right now Congressman Ann Wagner. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely fabulous to be here. Love the new digs.
Yeah.
Good to finally, you know, get to visit with you in studio, on air. So this is great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So how do you feel about tomorrow? Primaries are, we were talking about this a little bit before we went on. They're not as well attended as you would like them to be, but they're very important.
They are important. And, you know, you're going to be picking your party standard bearer going forward. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of the beginning to the November election. It's go time. I know that probably so many people are already sick of the ads that are saturating the airwaves.
Oh, there'll be more.
There'll be more coming. But I'm an old political hand at heart. Mm-hmm. I love elections. I love our democracy. I love people getting out there and turning out to vote. You know, we're encouraging as many people as possible on both sides of the aisle to get out, pull a ballot, vote, and
have your voice be heard.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
So. If you are complaining in between elections and not showing up on election day, you're doing it wrong.
Polls open at 6. They close at 7. And you can go to just about anybody's political website, certainly ours, Ann Wagner, and at Ann L. Wagner on Twitter. And we've got polls listed so people can just key in their address and find out where they need to go to vote. So
yeah,
it's important.
That's fantastic. A lot of the blue wave conversation that we hear from the left, it's really centered on the House first. The House is where the Democrats feel is the most winnable, that they could get that majority. You've been serving in this House. You've been serving in the House under President Trump. What do you think about what the Republicans in the House have done so far that you've been a part of? And what is next for the hopefully Republican-controlled House in the future?
Well, certainly all is up for grabs come November. I'm finishing up my third term. I'm a good St. Louis native girl, born and raised here. I always say that this district is it's personal for me. It's where I've raised my family, where I've worked, where I volunteered. I love this district. It is home. And I think what you have to have in a candidate, and the way we're going to keep our majority, is representing those constituents, representing their values, and doing what I think this White House and this president has done best, which is delivering results, getting things done. And that's certainly what I'm about as a member of Congress, whether that has to do with people's jobs and the economy, letting them keep a little bit more of their hard-earned dollars, getting the government off their back and out of their way through some of the regulatory reform we've worked on. I've done a lot in the foreign affairs arena on the House Financial Services Committee, fighting the opioid epidemic, the Online Sex Trafficking Act, FOSTA, that we actually got signed by the president, that has shut down nearly 90% of the online sex trade. Mm-hmm. Online has been an amazing thing to actually get done and deliver results. Our vets, our military, there's just so much that we have worked on in this Congress and in the previous ones. And I don't feel like my job's finished yet. I want to continue fighting for the people of Missouri. Mm-hmm. And that begins with the vote tomorrow.
Some of these issues that you're listing sound very big, global even, but it's worth noting that the folks in your district are not the same as the Republican voters in another district, in another state, in another land. I know that the Democrats seem to be having a bit of an identity crisis when it comes to you have an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez unseating in the primary, a very well-established Democrat. What are the values? How do you define the values of the voters in your district that you choose to represent?
Well, this is a suburban seat, and it's one that's a lot of women. The majority of the electorate in Missouri's 2nd Congressional District are people just like you, Annie, mm-hmm. and me. We are the face and the voice of Missouri's 2nd Congressional District. They have families. They work hard. They know the value of a dollar, strong work ethic. They want results. They want things to get done. We're busy, multitasking people that we care about security, whether it's our economic security, our own personal safety and security, that of our children, our national security. All those are issues that are important. But really, it comes down to values, I think, at the end of the day. And I've led with an ad that's been running for several weeks now about the work that I've done and what calls me to serve in Congress, which is a calling, not a job, mm-hmm. But it has to do with a life of service. It has to do with giving voice to the voiceless and speaking for the most vulnerable in our society. Those are the kinds of things that motivate me, and I hope that people see the results that we get done, along with the constituent services, helping, you know, I was in the office earlier today, helping that veteran with his VA benefits, an elderly woman with her Social Security, someone who needs a visa, whatever the issue may be, you've got to stay close to the people and get out there and earn the vote every single day. We have knocked on doors and phone calls over 75,000 households since March.
Yeah.
So it's been an undertaking. In about four kind of regional offices that we've been working out of, about 45,000 of those are doors, and the rest have been phone calls. But direct voter contact, person to person, is key, whether that is in representing somebody as a constituent or whether that's in asking and earning their vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're talking to those people, it's a very red state right now, the state of Missouri, very confident in their support for President Trump in 2016. How do they feel about Missouri's responsibility in helping President Trump achieve his agenda? And how do you fit into that?
Well, Missourians take it very seriously, but we are a very independent state, to be quite direct. It's we are ticket splitters. It's very interesting. People will go to the ballot box in Missouri. We don't have straight party voting. They'll vote for Democrats, Republicans. They'll bounce back and forth. I think they have to feel a connection with whoever it is that's representing them. They want to be asked for the vote. They want you to earn it and work for it. And they want to see the results. But they also, we're a parochial region. You know, where'd you go to high school? What parish are you in? That's kind of what the greater St. Louis metro area is. And we value our families, our neighborhoods, the wonderful municipalities that we have set up all across St. Louis County. The voters are very independent, I think, and I hope they'll turn out in bigger numbers than they have in the past. Usually in an off-term election like this, we only get around 30% turnout. So I hope it's greater than that tomorrow, and I hope people get out early and vote and run it through the tape at 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really looking forward to watching those results come in on a variety of issues. If somehow or another the Democrats' blue wave were to gain the majority in November, you've served with a lot of these people. We play clips from, you know, I've got a clip here of Roy Blunt talking about Maxine Waters. And the people serving in the House, there are a whole bunch of different kinds of people serving in the House now. And you've served with a lot of them. Where do you think a Democratic majority goes if they win in 2018?
Well, so far left, it has been really astonishing to watch once Bernie Sanders entered the picture in the last presidential race, how the Democrat Party has moved. They call it progressive. It's really pretty far left liberal.
Yeah.
And the Democrat opponents that are running against me, I think there are four or five of them on the ballot. They are all cut from the same Alexandria, you know, Ocasio-Cortez cloth. They're all kind of the same. And that far push to socialism, this constant drumbeat of impeaching the president.
You think they're serious?
I think they are. And I serve with Maxine Waters. Mm-hmm. She's the ranking member on the Financial Services Committee.
What's that like?
It is something else. week after week after week. I can't imagine if she had the chairman's gavel in her hand, but I know her well. And hearings, markups, meetings every single week for the past nearly 6 years. And that would be a frightening thing and a huge jolt, I think, for the people of Missouri and certainly the 2nd District.
For if the Democrats were to take the House, who do you have an idea of who would be the leader? Would it be Nancy Pelosi?
Of course, it will be Nancy Pelosi.
So a blue wave equals Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi, 100%, and Maxine Waters as a chairman of a very important House Financial Services Committee, and many others. And as I said, this tug to the left, to this, this sense of socialism, not just the Democrat Party, but sheer socialism at its core, the identity politics, you've talked about it a little bit, all of these things. I hate the nastiness. I reach across the aisle as best I can and as often as I can to get things done. We've been quite successful in the coalitions we've been able to build while staying true to my conservative principles, which is what I think the voters of the 2nd District want me to do.
So if you are granted the opportunity to represent the folks in the 2nd District once again, if you are capable of winning tomorrow and then again in November, give me your priority. What you would like to see get done in the next 2 years that you get to serve that you haven't been able to get done yet?
Well, certainly there are strides on healthcare that have to be addressed. We passed the AHCA in the House, but certainly not in the Senate. We've got to make sure that healthcare is affordable for all, that there's access and choice, that it's more of a free market system, but that people, individuals, have the power, not the government that has the power when it comes to one of the most personal things in your life, which is your health care. We have to make sure that we are taking care of those with pre-existing conditions and making sure that we set up a system where costs are lowered, but access and choice are lifted up. And I think we're moving back in the right direction. I'd like to see us continue in that vein. Obviously, there's a lot on the international front that we need to do. I serve on the Middle East subcommittee and the Asia Pacific subcommittee. There are things on trade that I'd like to see us get done. And certainly making the tax cuts permanent and doing more to jumpstart our economy and continue this a very low unemployment rate that we have, strong growth in GDP. All of those things, I think, are going to be important for the future of our kids and our grandkids. I know you've got children. I am a new grandma or grandma.
Yes. I love that.
Isabella is 6 months old.
She's that's a great age.
Star of my commercial. And, you know, she's why I do it. Your kids, all of our kids. That's why we do this. And we want them to have the same opportunities that the American dream that we had, and all the things that are a part of that.
So. Yeah. Any quick comments on President Trump's Iran sanctions? That's a big news of the day.
It is big news of the day, and certainly this is the first tranche. They go into effect tomorrow, and then there'll be another wave coming in November that will also be going after financial institutions, shipping. Oil, energy. I hope that our friends and partners in the European Union get on board and understand that if you're going to continue to do business with Iran, that there's going to be a high price to pay. So I was glad to see us get out of the Iran deal. It was a bad idea to begin with. We gave them $150 billion that the people of Iran never saw. Annie, only the regime. It only went to their proxy wars in Syria and with Hezbollah, and it's just their economy is crushing. Their people are suffering. You see some of the uprising of the Iranian people. So this is the first in what will be two waves. I hope that our European partners and allies and others will get on board with us also.
Awesome. Well, Congressman Ann Wagner, tomorrow's primary day. Encourage people to get out and vote. Any quick places where people can connect with you that you
absolutely them? Twitter at Ann L. Wagner and anytime on Facebook at Ann Wagner for Congress.
Awesome. All right. Well, more phone calls here. More people wanting to talk about right to work, of course, because why not? 314-241-9797 and also this primary that we will be looking into tomorrow. We're very excited to have the day finally be here. Congressman Ann Wagner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you in here as well.